Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we were talking about last night's Perry School Board meeting. Clark, thank you, as always, for joining me.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thank you for asking me.
One of the first action items on the agenda was the approval of the school calendar. You normally wouldn't think that this would be a huge deal, but there were some things a little different this year that were made special mention of.
Correct. Well, really, the calendar is a big deal. Each year, there's usually some different opinions on what day to start, what day to end, what should be in the middle, and that kind of thing. So there's usually some pretty good discussion. So our committee met a couple different times, and the two big things to take away from this year, number one, when do we come back from winter break? The choices were maybe Thursday or Friday, which would be January 2nd or 3rd, or January 6th. The committee recommended and the board approved January 2nd. So that will get us out, though, by May 28th, if we have no snow days. So that's one. Number two, with our early outs on Wednesday, we've typically gone 1 hour where we recommended and the board approved an hour and a half. And that's going to be really a plus as far as the different things that we have been working on to become a better school. One, PLCs, our professional learning communities, studying the data, studying what we can do to help kids, those that are getting it and those that aren't, and really digging into that data each and every Wednesday. Two, we want to keep a couple programs on the front burner. Capturing Kids' Hearts, which we had an extensive in-service at the beginning of this year, as well as PLCs, which was a three-day conference in October when our teaching staff went. We want to keep those kind of things on the front burner so that we're meeting the needs of kids academically and then also doing what we can emotionally and socially.
All right. Now, another action item that was on the agenda had to do with a new class that is being required by the state of Iowa. It's the financial literacy class. Principal Dan Marburger discussed it. What can you tell me about it?
Well, it is financial literacy, part of the social studies requirements. Currently, we have it as an elective. So that has been going well. So it's been in place to a certain degree. Now it'll be part of the required courses that all kids have to take by the graduation class of 2022. I think it's a real positive in the sense that all kids, especially as they prepare for college of any kind and then beyond, is to have an awareness of financial literacy so they know what to do with their finances so that they can be sustainable, so that they can feel like they can be contributing members to society, but yet not be in such a huge, huge debt. So that's part of the goal I think the state had with financial literacy. And again, that'll be part of our social studies requirements. We still have 46 credits to graduate. That is not an increase. And the same number of credits for social studies. So anyway, that's all the same. I think it'd be a very positive addition.
For sure. Now, moving right along here, a big purchase was made of some new computers, Chromebooks. What can you tell me about the laptop purchases?
Well, each year, we try to invest about $150,000 in our technology as far as the computers go. And what we did this year, after meeting with teachers, taking a look at different kinds of computers, they decided on Chromebooks. In a nutshell, Chromebooks are more durable. It's more maybe user-friendly for the elementary and middle school kids. Once they get to the high school, it's going to be a little change of pace as they will not be using Chromebooks. But the other thing with Chromebooks, price-wise, it's very competitive, and you know we'll be able to have Chromebooks for grades 2, 4, and 7. Along with that, then comes the computer bag. So we feel like it's keeping up with the needs of kids, the needs of technology, and the needs of our curriculum. A lot of the curriculum that we purchase now is online. So we want to have good, solid, very usable computers so that kids can access that with ease and then utilize it as part of our curriculum.
All right. Now, the late item on the agenda wasn't actually an item to begin with, but was brought up during the meeting. That was some issues with school buses. Troy Griffith, the transportation director, talked about it, and some more big purchases were approved last night.
That's correct, Joe. We had a couple of different situations with our buses as the fleet continues to get older. One was a situation where a deer hit a bus. It basically totaled it, so there's one bus. Number two, we had a bus that did not meet the inspection guidelines. Therefore, we were down 2 buses. In a day, for just our regular routes, we need 10 buses, all right? And then with the demand of extracurricular activities, field trips, on just an average day, we need up to 14 different buses, up to, on our most demanding day, 16. So we need that many buses in our fleet that are running and ready to go. So therefore, the board voted on this, and the recommendation from Troy Griffith, our transportation director, was to purchase 2 buses for approximately $194,000. That, again, comes out of our 1 cent sale and PEPL dollars, not out of the general fund. But here's the whole situation. We have to have buses. They're up and running if we want to pick up kids, get them to school, and continue that service. So 2 buses for right now. We will not be ordering one for fiscal year 20 next year. So anyway, we're doing a little upfront purchasing to meet the needs this spring, because we will have times where we need 16 to 17 buses in a day. We currently don't have that.
Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is kind of the biggest thing. That's the recent approval of the bond referendum, the upcoming industrial technology wrestling multipurpose room, and also a professional services agreement with UNESCO. It's a lot to talk about with this, so just give us the basics.
Well, the basics is this. Anytime you enter into a construction agreement, you know, there's an extensive contract and agreement with that. So we completed that and feel like now we can start moving forward. In that great bond referendum that passed last week at 89%, which is unheard of. It's outstanding support by our community. People showed that Perry pride that I know that we have. And again, the committee that was working with the bond referendum, they were just outstanding. UNESCO saw it. They've been to many, many different schools, said it was the best that they've seen. Now, the key is, can you be the best and still be effective? Well, the vote showed that 89%. They were passionate. They were hardworking. And can't say enough good things about what that group did in order for the bond referendum to pass for the industrial tech and then the wrestling room, multi-purpose room.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great night for everyone who was paying attention to it. Now, moving forward here, the board approved a professional services agreement with UNESCO that will take the school through the remainder of the project, correct?
Correct. So everything from the architectural to the construction management to putting the bids out and then overseeing the whole construction process has been completed. So starting the week of March 4th, we'll be working with UNESCO and starting to have our teachers, administrators, board members develop that vision that we have and that plan and fine-tune everything. There's a long, long process that they'll be talking about next board meeting. And the hope is that all of the planning, all of the architectural drawings, all of the construction plans will come to fruition. And then hopefully the dirt will start getting turned and you'll see some action late fall, probably end of September, somewhere in there is the ultimate goal. All depends on the weather, of course. But hey, it's exciting to talk about it. Exciting to know that these kids that are industrial tech, wrestling, and then our high school can utilize that facility, are going to have that opportunity. So exciting times here in Perry.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Thanks again, Joe, for inviting me. And as always, keep that Perry pride going and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.